The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Oh, that ass. Sorry, we were talking about something.
Indigestion.
Upset stomach, diarrhea. Talking about somebody's turd cutter. It made us all kind of sick. There's just so much extra of that person that you know.
Oh, stop.
I guarantee you this person, sometimes in the bathroom, reaches back and starts to clean up and then looks at the thing and goes, oh, it's going to take forever. Because it's just a smear factory. Anyway. Yuck. It's time now.
That's the cover band for Smear Factory.
Smear Factory is a good, it's a really good name. And you know it's about, it's on their thighs. And no, it's terrible. Pig. Just disgusted by it all. Why'd you bring that up, Brett? That's your fault.
Whoa.
It's Brett's fault off the air.
Yeah.
What's happening right now is Brett's off the air fault. Son of a bitch. I can't think of anything else. I can't find what I was going to do. Anyway, it's time for What Would Brady Do? And it's brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. If you want to head on over there, Mo Money Pawn is on 12th Street in Indian School. You can go to MoMoneyPawn.com. You can check out M&P Guns in the back of Mo Money Pawn and get hold of your stuff. Get an email thing with a guy who's like, hey, I'm getting a lot of these, by the way, like political rants. These guys are going off. And I got one on the What Would Brady Do? But a guy says, his name's Alex, and Alex is a good guy. And he says, I've got my guns ready because they're about to pass some laws going to piss the cartel off. I think there's going to be trouble in Phoenix.
Because we're so close.
And he sent me a picture of his guns. No, because there's stuff. There's cartels here.
Yeah.
There's connection here. And then, you know, the gang stuff and all the other things that kind of come. I mean, this is the drugs go somewhere.
He must live on the west side.
They don't just drop them off and then people find them. There's people here. So.
Oh, I didn't know.
And that's the thing I'm confused by with the guns. It's like if the cartels are walking the streets where I have to open a window and fire out at cartel, I'm just going to join the cartel.
There's going to be bodies hanging from the overpasses now.
there's
just
no,
like you in a Juarez. Right.
If you turn on 20th Street and start marching towards my house and the cartel and there's nothing that stops you before you get to my window, we've lost already. So, like my dad always tells me, that Civil War's coming. If that's the case, then I have to shoot Michael and Troy because I don't know what side. I'm not shooting neighbors. That's silly. If the cartel shows up and they get into my cul-de-sac, we've already lost the war to the cartel if they're wandering around in the Biltmore.
Welcome to the neighborhood. You do what you
right,
do.
Right. Well, look, if they've got a gun, we're taking the house. I'm like, yeah, probably. You made it to my house, which tells me nothing stopped you. I'm not. So, you know, I'm not such a huge believer that I'm the last line of defense. I'm not Wolverine.
Welcome, my friends.
Yeah, I'm opening the door, and we're going to put some Saltillo tile down, and we're going to have a nice-looking house. But by Friday, I'll have new backyard stuff.
These guys
are gorgeous. I will join the cartel immediately. But for those of you who are interested in going and getting guns, there's no place better than M&P.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And anything you need, too, as far as accessories, ammo, they got it all.
And maybe used as some sort of payment to the cartel when they come banging on your door. Here, you got all these guns you guys can have. Just leave me in.
Feel like it's stripes. Ammo, boys.
Yeah, I'm not I'm not going to poke a gun out my window and fire at the cartel when they make it down Barrage.
All right, guys, that's it. He's too strong. Let's go back to Mexico.
It's not happening. I'm going to get overrun. Shooting the cartel members as they come marching down my street.
30 Danny Trejos charging your house.
I got each and every one of them. Take that, cartels. It turns out I'm the last line. Should have hired me years ago. I didn't think I was that powerful, but evidently I am. I know my lot in life, and once there's like a civil war or an uprising or anything else, who's winning? That's the first thing I say. The cartels are winning? All right. I think I'm a member of the cartels.
Ready to work, sir. Yeah,
if the military or anybody hasn't stopped them by the time they get to my place, it's way far gone.
You're naked and you have gloves on.
I don't have
measuring stuff.
Yeah, I just exactly. I just don't have. Yeah, just weighing cocaine. My clothes are all off. I have no problem with that. I'm not delusional enough to think that I'm, you know, a mountaineer and I'm going to hide in trees and fight off the British. It's not, I would have been a turncoat.
And the guy that figures I can hold him off for a couple hours.
Right.
I got this.
I'll gladly attack another country.
There are the ones that say that. Hey, if they're coming for me, then I'm going out in a blaze of glory.
Why do people think they're coming for them?
It'll be the glorious 2 minutes.
Well, Brady, you live in Gilbert. Like, do you think Morrison Ranch is where like the cartels are going to come marching down the street? And if they are,
I'm waving them down. Hey, I pay an HOA here, guys. You don't want to live in this hood.
Wow.
Oh, no, we're not allowed in your neighborhood. I see. Okay, I see.
All right, we'll go back to Val Vista Lakes.
You're
no
just
problem.
Gonna piss them off by telling them no Mexicans.
No, the point of the HOA.
I know, but that sounded bad when you said it.
Well, what would I pay for an HOA to get you guys to march the other direction? South, I prefer.
Anyway, yeah, I just don't see that.
I tell you what, I'd spend there in my porch and I'd fire away at that cartel. I'm like, do you realize how many dominoes have to fall for the cartel to get to the porch? It's already over.
Cartels are marching up on your porch. Why are you so important? I'd invade another country. I think that I'd be part of. Or if, you know, like they attacked us. But it's kind of what we have military for, I think. If they overran the military and like, okay, let's go to John's house. We make a right over here and a left on this street. Go by the RV. I'm done. But if you want to mount up, M&P Guns is the place for you. If you want to be a normal person and just be a gun enthusiast and not worry about having to shoot the
still
enemy,
yeah,
then it's, you know, that's a good spot too. 12th Street and Indian School. They'll talk some sense into you too at the old gun shop. Those guys are good people. Not like these lunatics that email me. Brady, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. When I was younger, I never had problems. This is a weird one. We'll start with this. Brett found this. He goes, I don't know if this is what with Brady do or not, but I think it is. So when I was younger, I never had problems getting a man. I was always around and out with friends who were uglier than me. Now I'm older. I have a lot of sag factor. I've lost a lot of weight. It's harder to find a man who will accept me for who I am. I'm 49. I come off as overly needy when all it is me demonstrating how excited I am to have met a person. And then they want nothing to do with me after they sample the goods. My mistake by putting out on the third date. I'm an immature person for my age. However, I'm just me. I don't really care what other people think. I'm professional when I'm at work. I just want to be with someone who will accept me for my flaws, which are I talk way too much. I bite my nails. I shower every other day unless I really need another shower the next day. I don't manicure my nails. I'm not skinny. I'm an average size. I'm Sagittarius. I love to take photos. Have a... my own vehicle, and a full-time job. I don't know how I'm too much for someone unless they're just too busy in their own life. And when I try to make an attempt to communicate with them, they say I'm too much for them, even though I never get to see them. I scare men. Don't all women scare men, though? I guess I need a brave man. There's too many scaredy men out there. Could you please help me find someone who's not scared? I've been on some dating sites. It seems like all those men want... just friends with benefits and occasional booty calls. It's so annoying. And then I get a second one that says, I don't know why I just emailed all that. I'm depressed. I turned 49 in November, and I see younger guys that seem to only be interested in me so they can screw an older lady. I just want to be loved. I have a lot of love to offer the right person. Blah, 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 blah. T-D-Y. Which is her name or something I don't understand. So, Brady, find this lady's problem and then get her a man.
First of all, she said one of her problems, that can improve right off the bat.
I know what you're going at.
Multiple. Well, the talking thing.
Oh, no.
And
that's not where I'm going.
Well, no. I'm just saying here's the baby steps in there.
Okay.
If she's talking about that I talk too much, that's something that you can improve on your own. Right. If that's a turnoff to guys, then you need to, to attract somebody, you need to tame that.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I don't know if it's like a midlife deal, but she's realizing that she's spoiled milk.
Right.
There you go.
And that's a tough one. All right. And that's a tough one to...
Here's the thing you're missing. You're never going to find a guy, because on your off shower days, they don't care if you talk too much or anything else.
We're starting the baby steps. Now
wash your ass.
Now the grooming.
Start there. Start with washing your ass. Then we'll worry about how much you talk.
It seems like be the easiest one to accomplish, too. The easiest goal right there.
Scrub that saggy ass and clean it up and smell like flowers.
Washing the hair is...
Wash your body.
You got to wash your body.
Clean yourself. And then we'll worry about how much you chat and scare men away. I guarantee you, maybe they'll like you the first day, and then the next day when you didn't shower, like, poof, this lady stinks. Take a shower every day, or at least try to. At least one a day.
Recognize the trend that after the third date, they're all gone.
Right. They hit you on an off day. Like, yeah. I shower every other day. They're going to hit an off day, and evidently that's not a pleasant experience.
Shower once a week, whether I need it or not.
God damn it.
And throw an Axe body spray down there won't cut it.
No. Yeah, don't cover the problem. Great, now it smells like trout and roses.
Ah.
That's what stood out to me immediately. I shower every other day. I've got sag factor. People can get over sag factor.
Even if you are doing that, that is nothing that you say.
No, you don't tell
that
people
in the letter. That.
Today's an off shower day, hoping not bugging you.
Keep that one to yourself.
I smell like an old box of Cheez-Its, but, what are you going to do? Yeah. And also, you're 49. You're in that weird age of...
Where you think you are still in that, mentally, you feel like, I'm 20 years younger. I act younger than I am. But you're... Right.
But you're 49.
Yeah.
And you stink. Take a bath. Look in the mirror and realize that right now, young guys are just going to want to bang you because they're... You're a cougar MILF. You're kind of an accomplishment, a badge.
If you want to be loved,
get an old man.
Go to 55-plus community.
Absolutely. 65 and older right now is your wheelhouse. Because 49, you're not going to find anybody your age that isn't either going through a weird divorce or was tainted goods to begin with. 49 and single is a strange red flag.
Yeah.
That's a strange, what happened here? Like, you're just worried about what went wrong. You don't think this person's finally ready to get serious. Something's wrong at 49 and single. So you go after the older guys. Because if you go younger, they're just going to hose you and run, especially because you only shower them off every other day.
Well, young guys can deal with that normally, though.
Oh, God.
Cody wrote in and said, fake cans for the win. That's what I'll save her.
There's that. Spend a little money on yourself. Start with soap, then implants. That's our baby steps. Brady's was worried about conversation. I'll tell you right now, conversation's not an issue. Because I guess any lady that's willing to admit out loud she only showers every other day also may or may not brush her teeth on a regular basis.
Irish Spring to implants. All right, that's good.
Irish Spring to implants. That's my new Netflix special. Irish Spring to implants.
This guy just wrote, I was almost interested in this lady until the shower and age part.
She sounded great until she told me how old she was, that she talks. Oh, yeah, and she's unclean.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't do the, I only shower every other day. Do you have anybody in your life that you could set her up with?
I think if she does the steps that we're talking about, there's going to be more opportunities for her, especially when the cartels start to move.
That's true. There's going to be more men wandering around, very strapping, strong men who don't seem to mind scents because they've been walking in the desert for a month. Did you have any friends that you could set her up with? You have some older friends.
I do. I would have to see a picture.
What about Golf Boy?
No, do there's two of her. He'd be eligible.
He would be great.
He would be. I'll check.
He's like 60, closing in. Late 50s. This is a good match. I think we just made a good match.
If I'm thinking of the same one, you know,
Brady. You know who I'm talking about.
You guys want to go play some golf?
One of your buddies.
You know who I'm talking about. He's a world champion, for God's sake.
Oh, no. No. No.
Why not?
He's married.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he was swinging dick. He never even heard him mention a wife. No kidding?
Yeah. That's why I think you're thinking of someone else.
No, I think you might be thinking of somebody else. You used to host a show with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's married.
He is?
Oh, yeah.
He came on to my mother. He was asking if she was available. Really? When did he get married?
Well, way to call the guy out, man.
You're talking about the same guy?
I guess. I don't know.
He's married very young.
What?
Well, I mean, 20s, early 20s.
Oh. Jones?
Two kids.
Well, now you just...
Grandkids?
Is my same guy?
Yeah.
No idea. No clue. I thought he was just swinging it all over the place.
No, there might have been a time where things were tough in the relationship.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I didn't know that.
I don't know either. I mean, I didn't know about the mom thing.
I don't know if he was serious because he's a dope.
I don't think he
no,
have
it
been.
Was that Porkopolis.
Yeah,
she's
no.
Your mom's a very pretty lady. Thanks. Is she available? Yeah, she's divorced. I don't want you to ask her another question because you can't be my dad.
No,
I thought for sure he was out.
He could have been asking for someone else.
No.
We better move on. We're wrecking this guy's life right now with you two arguing about it.
I had no idea he was married.
Wow.
That's all right. Well, I hope it's worked. It sounds like it's been going really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I did misread his attempts to have sex with my mother once. But you did too, so.
Yeah.
Brady tried it at my first wedding.
Tried to have sex with your mom?
Yeah.
What?
My mom came over.
Like Michael Irvin.
He does. My mom came over to me and said, "Brady's getting kind of weird." And then my sister at the time was still talking. She goes, "He's getting really aggressive with mom."
Whoa!
I don't know if it was sexually aggressive, but it was like he liked her.
I just wanted to be his stepdad.
Yeah, that would have happened. We'd have been a Dateline special. At least I know my mom would have been pure as the driven snow.
She'd be taken care of.
She'd be just fine. But I know. She'd be fine. She's got a power tool. She's good.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Medicaid. KUPD.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Dear Brady, my wife has told me she isn't giving me any more BJs after her 45th birthday, which is in 1 month. She said she's retiring from them. She said it in front of her friends the other day at a dinner, and everyone laughed. It's insulting. I don't know why women think this is funny. Her friends were laughing and saying, "Yep, us too. We're all done with that. It's gross." She brings it up, and it's terrible. What if I told her I was done with something? It's emasculating. What should I tell my wife to make her realize this is horrible? Kevin. Retiring from
Kevin,
BJ's,
I'm sorry you didn't know about the age, but 45, that's,
when they retire?
That's it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is that the end of it all?
Pretty much.
Retirement age for the blowjob. I didn't know that.
Few and far between.
Oh, man.
Wow. And they wonder. They wonder.
I'd retire that marriage license.
Right.
Then. Yeah, like that. It is. They're together with a party, and they're very open about it.
Huh. Yeah. And that's the thing. So what you should say in front of your friends is, when I turn 45, if I ever have to look at that big floppy again, I'm going to throw up on it. It's gross. I hate going down on that thing. Make hers awful, too. We need to do that as men more, is laugh and be funny about how gross their stuff is.
Hey!
Like what? It's no big deal when you do it. You and your girlfriend's giggle and laugh.
All he wants is sex, weirdo!
I thought that was a compliment. I thought it was the idea. Yeah, start making fun of their thing. Ugh, when I turn 45, I'm retiring from that disastrous Sarlacc pit you've got between your legs. It's gross.
That's why there's occasional upgrades that happen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if she's retiring from pleasure and you're not dead yet, then she should be on her own.
Shouldn't we be talking about this more?
I'm just quitting. I don't want to do it. It's for kids.
Well, you had that one friend that you said her told her husband, it's like, that's for kids.
That's it. Yep.
And I'm done. It's like she announced it.
They're not still married, are they?
Adulting. Nope.
Nope.
There you go.
Of course not. It's an insult. I understand a woman going, you know what? It's never been my thing. I don't like doing it. I understand that. But just telling a guy, hey, it's been gross forever.
Yeah, it's over.
I just wanted to bring this up. It's been 2 years. What's happening
What's
here,
going
honey?
On?
What's happening here? I mean,
I just think it's gross.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't. And if you ever said that to a woman in front of your friends, oh, I'm never going down there again. They would start crying like crazy. And your friends are all like, yeah, no kidding. Women parts. Blah.
Me too.
Yuck. My wife's looks probably like yours. Like an exploded joke cigar.
Hey, you guys, I can hear you.
You guys don't seem to mind when you do it to us. So, Kevin, I say you start making jokes about how gross her is and see how she likes it. Or, like Brett says, retire that marriage license.
I would.
Because she's quitting on you.
Absolutely.
She's quitting on you. It's like having Nolan Ryan in the last 3 years of his career going, no more fastballs. Like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You've been released from the team.
We're going to cut you. We're going to let you go. I don't throw the ball 10 yards or further down the field.
And give me your laptop.
Aaron Rodgers.
I need the playbook.
I pay you $60 million a year to tell me you're not throwing it 20 yards anymore? Nah, I don't like throwing it that far. Huh? That's kid stuff. Yeah, you got your wife basically emasculating you in front of her friends. That's not going to get better. End it. Which stinks. Or try to talk her into it. I got a couple more of those. This one says, my wife, dear Brady, my wife said if my politics don't start to move, she doesn't see us lasting. She's getting really full lefty, and I've kind of been the same the whole time. I thought she was, too. We're gun people. We've talked about secession as an option. That's pretty far. We definitely disagree more now than before. She's gotten very woke. In the trans and gay community, which I'm fine with, but it doesn't need to be our lives. Do I stifle my thoughts and end my marriage and give this socialist commie I'm married to half of my stuff? Can a divided political house work nowadays? Trent.
It can, but I think it's tougher and tougher now for some reason. I mean, obviously, if you get together and maybe seek some counseling, marriage counseling. But
there was something in the news the other day that said something about it was like 63% of people said they wouldn't enter a relationship if they had different political views.
Yep.
But the same amount of people would be in a mixed religion relationship, which used to be the big one, right? That used to be the one that's like, oh, I'm Jewish, you're Catholic, this can't work.
It's not going to work.
Right.
Right.
Now they're more willing. Now the percentages, they're more willing to get involved in that.
But the politics is more powerful.
It's more religion. Yeah. It's more of a religion than religion is.
The problem is, you know, I see it more and more that when people get so enamored and just fulfilled with all this stuff on the political side of it or the woke side of it, it's not an uplifting life. It's like just get along with people. That's the most important thing, and we missed that whole thing. I mean, like yesterday.
Yeah, but you can't get along with people if you can't talk to them. If the only thing you have is an
interest. Don't talk if you know it's going to go. I mean, because your arguing is not going to solve anything.
No.
Especially when you know, if you just understand, oh, okay, this is how this person feels. Right. Let's not get into that.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Be able to hear somebody say something you don't like without losing your mind.
And you can also, there's ways of going about saying, well, I don't, you know, just by saying, I don't necessarily agree with that. I understand what you're saying there, but I don't agree with it. Instead of like, no way, you know, it turns into a fight. You're crazy.
Yeah.
You guys are in fantasy land because there's no woman that's going to go along with that. I don't know where you guys are coming
Brett's
from.
Right. Come on. Brett's correct. Retire from blowjobs. That's the key to this thing. By the way,
it's
retired.
The Carvel's the only one that
they're not
going
to agree to disagree.
I'm a gay and I've retired from blowjobs. I've never done one and I like step away as a platinum. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I would suggest? Turn the TV to like HGTV or something less newsy. Because my guess is the reason one of you wants to secede from the nation and the other one's gone crazy trans is because your TVs are always on the news. And that's enough to drive anybody nuts. I'll watch.
And you want it, before you know it, It's in your brain.
Oh, you can't have Fox News or CNN on at all without turning your head and going, look at this asshole. It's all designed to either make you hate it or agree with it. There's no middle. There's no nuance. It's one or the other. I watched 60 Minutes last night. I'm scared to death of China's Navy. It was like a 20-minute special. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go, China. And I'm like, what do I care?
3 billion Navy soldiers.
Right. They've got like 25 billion people. They've got 20 million more boats than us. They don't have any aircraft carriers, but they have aircraft carrier killers. And I'm pretty sure we'd win, but I don't want to get involved. And for like an hour, I was nervous about China. And I'm like, that's TV. I was fine. I wasn't thinking about China at 5. But at 6:30 now, that's all I can think about is China.
I think the space race is all about, you know, this moon thing. They want to turn it into the Death Star.
Good. Let's do it.
Just fire the laser and destroy others.
Finally. I was thinking yesterday, I'm like, I better pull all my money out of the bank. I'm in a regional bank, and they're all going to collapse. I'm like, what's wrong with me?
My Credit Suisse.
Yeah, I gotta get out of this desert financial thing. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's what causes a run on the bank.
What's happening, Al?
The news made us all panic. But Brett's right. You're trying to introduce logic to a relationship.
Yeah,
with a
you
woman.
Guys are in fantasy land over there talking about that. Come on.
He's right.
Brett's don't stop right. dreaming, Brett.
Brett's right. Retire from blowjobs at 45. What the hell's wrong with that lady? I'd like to say my 45th birthday, anybody who's willing to listen. I want to thank you all for coming to my birthday. But if I eat any more in my life, it'll be a crazy, crazy, crazy drunken night. But otherwise, it ain't happening. I'm retired from eating all my life.
This is news to me.
Hooray! Nice job, Tom! Way to go, buddy!
Oh, his friends are in on it. What's wrong?
Tell you what, there ain't nothing grosser than looking at that half-cut tomato hanging off between your middle.
Roots and stews.
Yeah. It's not what God intended. It's a woman's sewer, and I won't put my mouth on it anymore after 45. All the stuff that's gone in and come out of that thing, it's like the worst garage sale of all time. Finally, my wife and I just moved in our house about 8 months ago, and the neighbor across the street has been letting his parrots outside, and they're loud. According to another neighbor, it's new for him to leave them out as long as he is leaving them. I know we're not the only ones annoyed by it, even if the bird owner's wife hates them. Since you have a history of being chums with your neighbors, Brady, what do I say to have him keep his goddamn screechy birds inside? Or do I go Brett's route and there's an unfortunate incident with a pellet gun? Attached is a video of what we are hearing. I don't have the video on me. What do you do when your neighbor's parrots go nuts? I've lived next door.
I would go over there and talk to him. It's no different from a dog outside barking like crazy. It's not being attended to.
What's going on with your parrots?
Yeah.
How come they have to be out here?
They're very loud.
My when I first moved in, my neighbors, before they got divorced and they split the flock, had probably 12 peacocks.
Oh, that's loud.
Oh, my God, is that loud. Feeding time? And you don't let peacocks inside, evidently. They stay in boxes, and then you let them walk around the backyard, and then you put them back. They scream at the top of their lungs at 5 o'clock. Now there's only like one or two left. You'll occasionally hear one squawking, but
when it's kind of nice. In the
husband or whoever got kicked out of the house in the divorce, he got most of them, or killed all of them. I don't know what happened, but there aren't as many.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot less peacocks than there used to be. But yeah, I never wanted to talk to him because I found it to be almost hilariously loud at 5 o'clock when that thing would start. You're like. And you have people over and go, you believe this? This is like a 5 o'clock alarm. But it only happened once a day. And I'll give you that. If it's happening for hours, I'd probably go over and just say.
When it comes down to it, if there's, you know, even if the dog gets out of hand, the neighbor goes, F you. I'm not doing anything about it. You know, then there's noise.
Which
you
is bring why we have HOAs.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
if
nobody
the HOA
knows.
Can't do anything about it, there's noise ordinances that. Right.
I don't want to live in a neighborhood without an HOA or with an HOA because I still feel like if things got crazy, I could go bang on somebody's door and go, hey, I'm not trying to be the biggest jerk in the world, but there's a problem. And if he threw a fit back, I'd be like, all right, I'd said my piece, evidently. And then you start calling cops and stuff. But it's HOA is just the coward's, you know, I'm not going to confront anyone because it's not really a confrontation.
Yeah, most people don't want to do that. That's a tough step. I'll let the HOA take care of it. Put a note on there, your car's still in the front yard.
Right. If you got a parrot shop going on in the front yard, it's enough to wander over and go, hey, could you keep this inside a little bit? It's loud.
The gate was open on the cage. Just want to let you know that.
Right, sorry. Drove fine. I know there's a lot of empty cages in your front yard. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there, though. Do you have a Ring doorbell? I'm going to have to wreck that. Anyway, yeah, don't let them out, because if you've got a Ring doorbell, you're going to be the eight-month neighbor that goes to jail.
Every once in a while,
a little scope and pellet gun.
No scope and a pellet gun.
What are you talking about? I think I catch that on an old Ring.
Yeah.
It was the Italian.
The one that you missed?
It's no, him. No, his I name was Fred.
Hey. What do you mean? It's sleeping.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do is, quote, wing one. They can talk.
Oh.
You leave one talking. I'm saying.
It was him. Across the street. It was him.
It was the WAP.
Well, he's a racist. Of course he's a parrot. Why wouldn't you teach him that? Anyway, good luck to all of you. And to the guy whose wife is retiring from making you happy. That's what you have to look at. She's retiring from giving you pleasure or seeing you happy.
Hire an attorney. I don't like when you're happy. I'm going to retire from that.
All right. Me too.
Hire an attorney.
You know what you should start
doing?
And
all the hens clucking.
That's great stuff.
You should retire from giving her half your check. Start your own account. Well, you can do this. I thought we were retiring from each other's pleasure. You seem to get pleasure from my paycheck. Maybe she's the breadwinner too, which probably if she's throwing that kind of bomb out there, she might make more money.
Well, then she's right.
Then I guess that's what we're going to have to deal with.
Happy wife equals happy life.
I'm going to go get a rib removed and do it myself.
Going to hop in the Corvette she gave me.
Honey, this is great stuff. She's not giving you a Corvette if she's not giving you BJ's. There you go. That's what Brady did. You're all a mess. It's 98 KUPD.
Morning sickness. 98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.